Well, here it is. Proof that you have experienced and survived the snowiest month in Eau Claire history. At least as long as records have been kept. Here's from yesterday's online leader telegram, which says Eau Claire already has its highest ever recorded snowfall for a month, 45.8 inches so far this month, topping the old record of 35.3 inches set in January 1929. That's perfectly legitimate basis for a brand new headline. Human beings, after all, find records to be really interesting, as underscored and evidenced by the popularity of such books as the Guinness Book of World Records. For some reason or other, we human beings find very interesting certain accomplishments. We're interested in discovering what the distance is of the furthest flight ever flown, or perhaps the weight of the largest pumpkin ever grown. We're curious about the tallest man that ever was and the guy who swallows swords just because. The most astounding records of all, however, are found in an entirely different book, the Bible. There we find the most impressive records in the world, as well as beyond the world, as well as the identity of the one who holds them. In chapter 2 of the letter to the Hebrews, we are told, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. We'll start with that which might be viewed as a negative record. For this record-revealing text speaks of suffering, the root of which is always sin. So, who holds the record for sin? Who goes down as the worst, the lowest, the most condemned of all individuals? Well, our flesh is quick to say, that's got to be somebody else other than I. Infamous people such as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin, Saddam Hussein, typically come to mind and might be mentioned. But if we are being truly honest with ourselves, we will see ourselves as the record holder for being the worst. The Apostle Paul did. He called himself chief of sinners. And we should arrive at the same conclusion when we compare what we know about ourselves with what Scripture reveals about God's commands. When we compare the list of sins that we've committed with what God puts down in His Word, we'll always come out with a longer list than any list that there might be for another individual, because we also know the things that go on inside of our head and our hearts, in addition to those public things that can be seen by others. And yet, according to the record book of the Bible, it is correct to say that the world's most guilty person ever was somebody else. And that title goes to Jesus, who was made the worst criminal ever to walk the face of the earth. Our text says that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels. That is, he became a human being for suffering. He suffered. He suffered for sin. He suffered for the sins of every single sinner because God placed on him the iniquity of us all. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. The language is strong. God actually made Jesus sin, the embodiment of iniquity, by placing the sins of the entire world on his Son. And, of course, the record sinner is going to get the record punishment. Jesus became a man for the suffering of death, that he should taste death for everyone. The cumulative punishment for the sin of the entire world was placed on the Lamb of God. He was placed under the most severe curse he experienced the depths of hell. He was abandoned completely by God. He went through the worst. Has the record for that. But of course, the Lord's records are not limited to things negative. On the contrary, 3 short days later, after Jesus' hellish death, the world witnessed the greatest victory in all of history. Even though the devil and his legions were using all of their power and exerting all of their might to try to keep Jesus in the grave, the Lord flexed his divine power, broke free, and rose. The Jesus of our text is no longer in the grip of death. He grabbed the grave by the throat and vanquished it. Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. In the ultimate conflict and competition and contest, which would determine the eternal champion, Jesus emerged number one. It's only fitting, therefore, that he be given the number one position, and he was. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than angels, crowned with glory and honor. 40 days after his victory over death, the grand coronation commenced in heaven. Another record took shape. He who agonized the most, the one who suffered the most, the one who conquered the most, was then exalted to the highest degree. Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus has reached the top. These are his records, and they will never be surpassed. No other names will ever replace his on the trophies. The amazing thing, however, is that it was not just for his glory that he did what he did. In most cases in history, when people have pushed themselves and really exerted all that they have to try to set some goal or try to break some record, the motivation for doing so has been to bring oneself glory. But Jesus did what he did for the purpose of sharing his glory with us. It was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Jesus did everything that is written in this book of records in order that our names might be written in the book of life. When we remember that the Lord came to serve as our substitute, it becomes clear that his great accomplishments have become our accomplishments. When he suffered for sin, we suffered for sin. That's done, that's past. When he conquered death, we conquered death. That's firmly established. For what happens to the head, Jesus, has to happen to the body, his church. The record this, the record that, you can probably find a record for just about anything. And those individuals who have broken certain records certainly make for interesting reading. But their various accomplishments don't really benefit the rest of us. The person who has jumped the highest hasn't heightened my life. But reading about the records of the Lord is not only of great interest, but is of incredible benefit to us. For all that he did for us. Our own brother holds the very greatest of all records and achievements. And he who has ascended to heaven's highest place uses his position now to raise us to eternal life and glory. His successes mean our successes. And so we read with benefit the record of his records, marveling at all that he's done for us and all that we have gained through him. We sing this morning hymn 341 in the Lutheran hymnal, stanzas 1, 4, and 5. 341, 1, 4, and 5.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb. soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all.